important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. You're with Angus and Mac for your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland's Police Commissioner has promised a full investigation after allegations of a 12-year-old boy being coerced into drinking toilet water at a watch house in Cairns emerged. The boy was tormented and verbally coerced into the act by an older boy in the opposite cell for an hour, despite CCTV covering the area. The investigation will look into a number of cases in the watch house, if and when the CCTV was being actively monitored, and if there were staff shortages at the time. Now to state politics, where opposition leader Stephen Miles has lodged a formal complaint to Qantas after photos were taken of him drinking red wine in Townsville's airport lounge. This comes after Deputy Premier Jared Blighy accused Mr. Miles of being a disgraceful opposition leader for drinking red wine while tweeting about being with flood victims. Mr. Miles claims that a Liberal Party minister was responsible for abusing the Qantas Chairman's Lounge membership, alleging the photos were a breach of the terms of service. In national news, police are investigating a crash in Port Macquarie after a driver ploughed his car through the roof of a house. Police were called to the home at 9:30 p.m. last night after a car had crossed a boundary fence and flew into the house's roof, causing serious damage. A 62-year-old man inside the home was uninjured, while the driver of the vehicle was taken to Port Macquarie Hospital, where he was released after a blood test.
The federal election is putting protection for Australia's oceans under the spotlight as coastal communities face rising threats of illegal fishing, pollution, and climate change. The Labor government has been encouraging a more expanded national marine park network and increased research funding, while the opposition plans to increase resources to combat illegal fishing. According to the Australian Fisheries Management Authority, there have been 172 detections of foreign fishing boats in the north in the past 6 months. The federal government says funding for research and marine park network expansion puts them ahead of their international commitment to protect 30% of their waters by 2030. And in international news, Elon Musk has drawn the ire of federal workers and hackers as employees in his Department of Government Efficiency walk off the job, and hackers stream lewd AI videos of him and President Trump on every screen in a federal office. 20 DOGE, D-O-G-E, civil service employees walked off the job, refusing to use their expertise to dismantle critical public services, saying they swore to serve the American people and uphold their oath to the Constitution. It comes after hackers played AI video of Donald Trump licking the toes of Musk in the Oval Office with bold text stating, "Long live the real king," to every screen in the office of the Department of Housing and Development yesterday. And for your weather today, Brisbane is clearing up, but there might be a possible morning drizzle as well. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. Don't forget to drink your water today. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. And that is all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.